might get a safety alert because of the metro derailment. I'm Dick Uliano.
Will the Supreme Court's conservative majority overturn the nationwide right to abortion? We'll talk to University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley at 7:10. And on Wall Street, the Dow loses 462 at 7 o'clock.
Omicron hits U.S. soil.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa.
Charges in the deadly Michigan school shooting.
We've charged 4 counts of first-degree murder.
Supreme Court hears abortion case arguments.
As expected, the sides are divided.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The new COVID Omicron variant is now in the U.S., San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
Using the latest of technology, we have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's top medical advisor, told reporters here that Americans should continue getting vaccinated and boosted.
And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
Fauci says the first case, a mild breakthrough infection of a person who arrived from South Africa, does not give doctors much to go on.
CBS News has learned that the CDC is reviewing more potential cases in several states. A 15-year-old faces multiple charges in a shooting at a Michigan high school that has left 4 dead and 7 injured.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says Ethan Crumbly, a sophomore at Oxford High School, is charged as an adult with 4 counts of murder, 1 count of terrorism causing death, 7 counts of attempted murder, and 12 counts of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony.
Charging this person as an adult is necessary to achieve justice and protect the public.
McDonald says her office is still investigating and is considering charges against the teen's parents. Brooke Allen for CBS News, Detroit.
Supreme Court conservative justices appear to lean toward limiting abortion rights in a Mississippi case that could have widespread implications. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Center for Reproductive Rights attorney Julie Rickelman argued the law is an affront to long-standing abortion rights precedents like Roe versus Wade.
Mississippi's ban on abortion 2 months before viability is flatly unconstitutional under decades of precedent.
Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart defended the law.
The law includes robust exceptions for a woman's life and health.
Mississippi also wants the court to go further and reverse those decades-old abortion rights precedents. Justice Elena Kagan.
This is part of the fabric of women's existence in this country.
A day after being suspended indefinitely by CNN, Chris Cuomo says on his Sirius XM show,
it hurts to even say it. It's embarrassing, but I understand it.
CNN says it learned that the host was more involved in consulting his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in a sex harassment scandal than previously known. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 462 points, NASDAQ fell 284. Now this.
American Queen Voyages unites the North American continent from sea to shining sea with river, lakes, and ocean expedition cruises. Visit aqvoyages.com for details.
7:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday evening, December 1st, 2021. We're at 50 at Tyson's, and we could be down to the 30s overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. The first case of the Omicron COVID variant in the U.S. has now been detected in San Francisco. The person is fully vaccinated and has only mild symptoms. And as we wait to learn more about Omicron, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan says he wants the residents to get tested and to get their booster shots.
In response to the new variant,
we're taking nothing for granted. We're taking every precaution and preparing to mobilize all available resources. The way we can detect the variants is through more people getting tested.
The governor says PCR and rapid tests are widely available statewide, and rapid tests are now being made available at BWI Marshall Airport's International Terminal. Hogan is also urging you to get a booster shot now so you're protected in time for Christmas.
People have this kind of false sense of security. Well, like I got my 2 shots, you know, back last spring. Well, yeah, it's only about 50% effective now.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
When it comes to a mask mandate for Maryland schools, the State Board of Education agrees there should be an off-ramp at some point. The question is when and how schools could end the requirement.
Maryland State Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chaudhry asked that the current mask mandate remain in place for now. But he agreed there should be what state school board members called an off-ramp, a way to determine when schools could lift the current requirement. Chowdhury told board members,
"One thing that's very important, first and foremost, is keeping our schools open."
But he said that would have to be balanced with safety. The board voted to have state officials settle on what metrics ought to be included before considering next steps. The current mask requirement expires in late February. The board could extend it, let it expire, or pass an entirely new regulation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Getting a COVID test is easier than it used to be. Now another library system is giving them away.
Libraries are the most trusted local agency across the country.
And now the Prince George's County Library System is the latest to offer free COVID tests for anyone who wants one.
These are the high-quality Abbott Binax Now self-tests, so they are very accurate. You get a result within 15 minutes.
Library spokesman Nicholas Brown says the county's 17 libraries will provide a total of 1,700 kits per week.
This is an opportunity to get that peace of mind or information that you need additional medical care.
They only ask that if you're symptomatic, you have someone else pick up a test for you. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as Anne Arundel County, also provide free testing kits now. John Doman, WTOP News.
The October 12th Metro Rail derailment in Arlington has triggered a nationwide safety alert by the NTSB. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports.
The National Transportation Safety Board is alerting subways and commuter railroads to look for a potentially devastating flaw in rail car wheels that's tough to detect. The safety agency says the wheels on the Metro 7000 series car that derailed near Arlington National Cemetery spread apart 2 inches. Investigators say the wheel set had derailed and rerailed twice on the trip before stopping the train. The derailment injured one person and trapped other passengers on the train in a tunnel before they could be evacuated. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Another milestone reached in Metro's Silver Line project. The airport's authority saying a rail yard and maintenance facility at Dulles Airport has achieved, in its words, quote, substantial completion. That means readiness testing can now begin on the 90-acre site. The rail yard located along Old Ox Road will, of course, allow for maintenance and repairs and will also provide storage for trains and spare parts.
Breaking news tonight on WTOP, the January 6th House Committee is currently meeting on whether to hold Jeffrey Clark, a former Trump administration Department of Justice official, in contempt. Let's hear just a few of the comments from Benny Thompson, Mississippi Democrat, who is the chair of that panel.
I'm quoting, "I think that we are done," and he walked out. Mr. Clark's former superiors at the Justice Department didn't hide. Mr. Rosen, Mr. Donahue, they answered the select committee's questions for hours about the very same topics we'd like to address with Mr. Clark. Many others have done the same. And there's nothing as extraordinary about Congress seeking the testimony of a former executive branch official, even the former